Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading from Conflagration Invocation from poet Karen Ostroff. It begins with some background information from the poet. And here this is. September 2020 was the beginning of the new year on the Jewish calendar 5781. The story of the binding of Isaac is read on the new year. In Oregon, September 2020 coincided with the ongoing shelter-in-place order of the COVID-19 pandemic, the tense presidential election, the Black Lives Matter protests, and the Proud Boys clashes in Portland. Adding fuel to this pressure cooker, the conflagration that occurred in Western Oregon was of a magnitude, duration, and intensity out of proportion to any previous wildfire event in the state's history. Nearly 1 million acres burned. I had just moved to Eugene, Oregon, a week before the fires started to help my daughter, an essential healthcare worker, with her young children during the pandemic. No sooner had I arrived than the city was surrounded by named wildfires, the closest being the Holiday Farm fire 10 miles away. Wildfire refugees escaped with few belongings. For many, their homes and businesses were incinerated. Some lost their lives. It is clear the forces of climate change caused this destruction. The confluence of these historical events compressed people, intensifying their search for both clean air and meaning amidst the devastation. The poem begins with two epigraphs. The first is from Suzanne Simard, forest ecologist, University of British Columbia, and this is her word. Now we know we all favor our own children, and I wondered, could Douglas fir recognize its own kin like Mama Grizzly and her cub? So we set an experiment, and it turns out they do recognize their kin. They even reduce their own root competition to make elbow room for their kids. When mother trees are injured or dying, they also send messages of wisdom on to the next generation of seedlings. The second epigraph is a quote from Kristen Hawkes, PhD professor of anthropology, University of Utah. Human grandmothers have played a central role in the life history of Homo sapiens. Grandmothers are a driving force behind the increased longevity of our species compared to other primates. And now the poem. Conflagration Invocation. Regal Douglas firs are ablaze with wildfire. With sturdy roots interlaced, entire tree families are sacrificed in place of Abraham's son. Wildfire combusts factory towns. Sepia smoke invades my valley home, coats the autumn tomatoes in my garden. Acrid smoke chokes my breathing, smothers hope in my lungs. I watch my daughter's chubby toddler in the bathtub while she's out foraging for breathable air to feed her son. Over and over, he empties and refills a discarded plastic bottle. He submerges it in the soapy bath water. The boy is riveted to the glug, glug sound of the bubbles, then pours the liquid down his pudgy chest. The cycle begins anew. I glance out the smudged window at the afternoon haze. There is no sun to warm my grandson. No horizon to scan for a glimpse of his future. I look back at him sheltered in his play. Is the world inhabitable? Let it be so. Give my grandson time to absorb the knowledge I pour more and more into his tender shoots. Bathe him in hardiness. Let his roots take comfort deep in the verdant earth. You have been listening to Conflagration Invocation by Wisconsin poet Karen Ostroff. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.